So you've had a few weeks to digest this, I'm curious to know your observation of the Blue Jays as a whole. I'm sure you've talked to some teammates. You know who your manager is now, and even though we're not even, you know, toes are just into free agency a little bit, you're getting a sense as to how good and how competitive this team's going to be this year.
Absolutely. I'm extremely excited to get there and meet all these guys. And, I'm actually going to text Ricky Romero today. I just got his number yesterday from a friend and, try and get in touch with him and, maybe, get a hold of him in the off season and, maybe get together and play catch and, start to get to know some of these guys.
After all the ups and downs that you experienced in Florida last year, Josh, are you looking forward to maybe being infused with that baseball fever in Toronto because there's so many people are happy to see you?
Absolutely. I've heard nothing but good things about the city. The fans I've heard are amazing. So I'm really excited. I've been in Miami for the last 7 years, and sometimes it was a little tough down there with the fans and getting people to come to games and stuff like that. But I totally understand why they didn't want to come. It was usually hot and muggy and rain every night. But now I hear fans come out. In droves up there, and I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Josh Johnson, our guest on Brady and Link. Maybe players approach it more pragmatically, but there were obviously a good element of your fan base that was real excited. New manager, new players, new ballpark. You're healthy. Add Mark Burley to the mix, Heath Bell. When did you start to get a sense in the NL East, at the very least, that it just wasn't going to be the Marlins' year?
Probably in right before the All-Star break when Stanton went down. He had his knee thing. Had to have surgery on his knee, and he was out for a month and a half or so. Whenever you lose a guy like that, it's tough. And we weren't playing really good baseball at the time. We were playing okay, and we needed that power bat, and we had just got Carlos Lee, I think, right before the All-Star break. So, we had him putting those two guys together. It'd be tough in the lineup, but with one of them, it was kind of pitch around one. And, Logan Morrison was hurt, and everything seemed to go against us. It was a tough year, but it's one of those things that you never want to go through, but you just have to find a way to get through it.
Josh, having Mark Burley along for the ride with you in Toronto, how does that help ease a transition from a franchise that's all you've known in the big leagues to Toronto?
A lot. All those guys. Buck. I've played with Buck for the last two years, and he's been amazing. Everybody that's coming over is awesome guys. Those are probably some of my favorite guys. And there's a couple more down in Miami that were my, favorite, some of my favorite teammates. But, these guys coming up there with me they're amazing guys, hard workers, and, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Josh Johnson, our guest. Now, I got the bad news, and you know this already. You're not gonna get to hit as much. I looked you up from 2009. You had home runs in back-to-back games in the middle of 2009. I wish I could tell you they were off Matt Cain and Roy Halladay, but they weren't. But that's a pretty amazing achievement. Your teammates must have, you probably hit the one that year and your teammates are razzing you. Then you hit two more in the next couple months and they don't say anything anymore after that.
Then all of a sudden you're a really good hitter. And every time you get out, you're getting everybody's yelling at you for getting out. You got to make sure you can continue that. And I didn't really continue it, but I had a good year that year hitting. I hit two out in dead center in Miami, and then one in Washington, and opposite field. So hitting's fun, but I'm not going to miss it too much.
Did you like it? I mean, I grew up in an American League city near Detroit. Now I'm here in Toronto, so I've never grown up in a National League city. I have no concept of how much National League pitchers are in the cages and how much they're practicing. How much did you do it?
Almost every day.
Yeah.
On the road, we, get out at BP early and we go in and hit bunt. And then at home you hit pretty much every single day, except for day games. So, you're hitting a lot. It can be a little more taxing on the body, but, I think being in the American League and going to National League parks for, a couple weeks, that's perfect. Hitting for a month instead of 6 months would be a little bit more fun.
Well, looking ahead, Josh, to 2013 and dealing with a lot of tough teams in the American League East, are you already thinking about what it's going to take for you to get back to that all-star form you showed in 2009 and 2010?
I think, I was starting to feel a lot better with my delivery. I was so messed up with my timing, my tempo. Tempo for me is my how I pitch, how I get guys out. My tempo is you know, it's got to be perfect. And in 2011, it was. And last year it was all over the place. It was one starter would be good for an inning, and then all of a sudden I just lose it for the next four innings. So I was kind of fighting myself the whole year until about the last 10 starts. And then I finally, almost nailed it down, but I was as close as I could, and I just kind of pitched with what I had and, went after guys and was more aggressive at the end of the year, using my curveball a little bit more. And, and last year was my first year to use the curveball, so I was kind of learning how to use it, and, actually having John Buck coming over with me, we can continue that process.
Blue Jays star Josh Johnson, our guest. Before you go, is there an American League park you're really, really looking forward to pitching into? I know you've dabbled in some interleague parks and had some starts here. You start here and you won it. Is there a park, one of the old favorites, Yankee Stadium, Fenway, you're just looking forward to locking in there?
Minnesota. I was actually born in Minneapolis, so then I was there for the 87 World Series Parade, which is what got me stuck on baseball. So I would love to go back there and see the new stadium.
Good heaven. You were like three. And
that's amazing.
It's a great recall.
I was three, and I actually went there on a field trip for my kindergarten or preschool.
Yeah.
And I remember writing, I don't remember, I found it, my parents gave it to me like 10 years later. I wrote on a piece of paper, I said, I want to be a Hall of Fame baseball player for the Twins.
Were you a Jack Morris guy or Kirby Puckett guy?
Oh, both. I mean, Kirby was my guy, but, watching Jack Morris do that in 91 in game 7, going 10 innings, that's pretty impressive.
I got to say, I like Ken Herbig because it looked like he just ate whatever he wanted and still hit 40 home runs and hit 310 every year and didn't have to run a lot. I like that.
Yeah, that's not too bad.